Shell and Neville, it's Brian Person from Austin, Texas, and from Live World, sending in a comment for episode 401 when you'll both be away. And also, again, offering you congratulations on reaching the milestone episode number 400. Quite an accomplishment. So this starts with the story out of frustration. Now, you both have talked about bad pitches and reaching out to bloggers on your show and on your respective blogs. And this is kind of where that story goes. A couple of interesting points. I'd been getting most of my pitches to an address, brian@briper.com, that I haven't really actively used for several months. In fact, I moved my Briper blog to brianperson.com, or announced that I was now blogging over there more than 6 months ago. So I sensed, kind of figured out that this email address was in a database somewhere and was being pulled out by PR people who weren't taking a real close look at what I was blogging about, or they probably would have found another email address. And so I did some sleuthing, asked around through Twitter, and found out that I had a record in Cision.com. Now, Cision is a company, among other things, they have a database of media professionals, and the stories and the beats that they cover, the stories they write about, what industries they're in, and that sort of thing. But I also found out from a conversation with Cision when I called up to ask that my entry be removed, that they have more than 12,000 bloggers in their database as well. And in my case, that entry had been added more than a year ago, and despite there being many human editors at Cision, hadn't been updated. But my point, my sort of anger here is not so much with Cision, because they do offer sort of blogging, they offer seminars, they offer best practices for PR folks. No, it's aimed at the PR people that continue to ignore these best practices and do the spray and pray approach, which is we're just going to bombard all people that may possibly have some kind of connection to this. We're not going to bother to personalize our email or press release to them or our pitch. We're not going to maybe even add their name, not even read their blog. Why bother? Let's just send it out to as many people as we can and hope we get some hits. Well, as you know, guys, as a blogger, and certainly in the past or in present in your role with working as PR professionals, that doesn't tend to go over so well. And so I actually wrote back to a couple of these people and said, one, did you pull my name out of a database? And then two, not bother to read my blog before pitching me. And a couple of people admitted that that's what they did, which I give them credit for that. And secondly, here's what one person said that is quite interesting. She said, we don't actually have time to read everyone's blog. Your description in the database says Person is a blogger who writes about social media. And so when we see that, well, that's who we pitch. So no, I did not read your particular blog, but I saw your description and went from there. So again, just reinforcing that in spite of our continued education, in spite of there being blog posts all over the place and seminars and ways to go about reaching out to bloggers and press in a thoughtful, intelligent way, I guess, a personal way, there are still a lot of people in the profession, in public relations, who just blasting out pitches anyway, the way that they've always done it. So that's my story. I thought it would be informative. Again, that website is cision.com to see if you as a blogger or member of the press are included in there. So my blogs are brianperson.com and liveworld.com/Brian. Thanks for your time, guys.